Tansik ke tuam ga kyo ki tam skat na wow. Relic nitsiga sun. Back here again for the third installment segment of Coffee and Cree. Once again, joined by Les Skinner. He's been on here once before. He came in the fall talking about moose hunting. Today we're talking more winter. We're talking more, you know, rabbit tracking and rabbit snaring, things like that, and things involved with the winter. And last time you were here, Les, you told us a bit of a story in the Hey We Win and sort of translated it to English. And wonder if you might be able to tell us a little bit of a winter story. Atsumo.
So yeah, I'll ngatsumun. I might tell this story a little bit more in English.
Okay.
But I'll have a Cree word with it. And the reason I was telling this story was I remember trying to teach my students about how different people think in our culture and our way of life. And an example was what we think of as beautiful, what makes something beautiful. And when we do art and stuff, the connection to the art and how it's different. I mean, like beadwork in the old days, somebody's wearing beadwork and the patterns belong to different families. So when you learn to bead something, there is a connection of love with whoever the people in your family taught you to bead, and all the connections with the other experiences you had with that person went into the way you learned that and then are reflected and expressed in the beadwork. And when people appreciate the beadwork, all those connections are part of it. So I'm trying to kind of get my students to think about that. I was thinking about this myself when I was headed out to the bush, and the word in Cree is gatausisin.
Gatausisin.
That means something is beautiful.
Gatausisin. Something is beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, that boy.
So I was on my way to the bush, and it was winter time, and we were planning on trapping this winter, and my vehicle kept breaking down. I didn't get to trap as much as I wanted, but I was scared of the cold. I was feeling scared to be cold because I've been in the city so much, and it's so easy to just walk inside a building.
Yeah, warm up.
And I go outside, and I'm feeling kind of cold, and I thought, sagako meki tutte anaya. Once I'm in the bush, I can't go indoors the same way
yeah.
as I can in the city, right? So I was scared of the cold. So I kind of thought about this as I'm on my way out, and me and this old timer were trying to get ready for winter, right? And so I'm on my way out there, and the first thing that happened was I stopped on my way out there, and there was snow, and it was kind of our first snow of the year at the time of mid-November or early November, and there was snow on the ground, and I was looking at that snow, and all of a sudden I remembered something, which is that I had heard that when the first snowfall comes, you're supposed to wash your body off with it, and you know, I'm not going to strip down on the side of the road, so I just washed my face. Nagasiguan,
I washed my face.
With the snow, right? I remember feeling good, you know? So I got in and I kept going up. And when we got there, and we got to this little cabin we're staying in, and it was cold.
Dachayao. It's cold outside.
It's cold out, boys. So I was scared again, I thought. So I go grab kindling in the bush, and I come inside, and we have wood stove in there, right? So we put it in the wood stove, and you know, it lights, you start to hear those sparks, and pretty soon you start to feel that warmth.
That warmth, yeah. Right?
So now I'm going in and out because we got to cut wood. We're trying to cut wood for winter. So when we're outside, we're cutting wood for winter, right? Start working. All of a sudden, I can take layers off, right? And, you know, and I start to feel kind of at home with the cold again. And in the city, I was looking at the snow and being kind of scared of it, right? And now I'm starting to feel kind of at home, and night come on us pretty fast because we left kind of late. So I remember going outside in the evening to go have a smoke, and oh, you can see the stars. Atakusakaya.
Atakusak.
Giga naksuak.
Giga naksuak.
Yeah, they're visible, like shining in the winter, right? Epipokuma. Giga naksuak. Atakusak. They're shining, and then the brightness from the stars and the moon, and there was the layer of snow. There's long grass through that, and there's little bits of snow on that long grass, and there's a layer of snow on the ground, and all on that snow and all on those little layers of grass, you could see the light from the moon and the stars just shimmering on that snow. And I just thought, Catawissin.
Catawissin, that's beautiful, right? Yeah. That's a very beautiful story. Again, Les Skinner chatting with us today and chatting about some things that are just beautiful about winter, right? And, you know, as you were talking there, we heard a few words, and I was like, these are good words to teach. Cutting wood. So for wood, I know we use a tick as some of a bit of a something that's made from wood.
Okay, so firewood. Yeah. It's going to be called mihta.
Mihta.
Yeah, mihta.
But fire itself is iskoteo, right?
Fire is iskoteo.
Iskoteo.
A fire anywhere, but your fire in your wood stove or in your camp is called gutuan.
Gutuan.
Yeah, gutuan.
Gutuan.
Yeah, so then a wood stove is called gutuan apisk.
Gutuan apisk is for a wood stove. Now, if we're cutting wood, chopping wood, how do we put that into a verb? Now we're cutting wood. We are cutting wood, or I am cutting wood.
There's different words. So taskaimihtan means you're chopping wood, like cutting wood like mm-hmm. that. Taskaimihtan.
Taskaimihtan.
Yeah. And then gisputsagan means you're sawing.
Gisputsagan. Yeah. I'm sawing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you saw the wood. Gisputsagan. Taskaimihtan. And then Puna.
Puna?
Yeah, puna means put wood on the fire.
Oh, puna, to put wood on the fire.
Yeah, put wood on the fire or make fire. When you start feeling cold inside the cabin, you say puna.
Puna, to put wood on the fire.
Yeah.
And then what about, of course, we always have to cut kindling. Do we just use the smaller form of wood or?
That's right, mitsa.
Mitsa.
Yeah,
and mitsa. And as opposed to?
Mihta.
Mihta is the word just for wood, and mitsa, that just makes it a smaller form for kindling. They call that a diminutive in linguist terms, I guess. Now, we talked about fire, kindling, cutting wood, a cabin. Like when you guys are out camping and you got a cabin, is there a nehewewin danse katwan cabin?
I mean, you could just say waskaigan.
Waskaigan, a house.
Yeah. If it's a log cabin, you can say mistigo waskaigan.
Oh, mistigo waskaigan, right?
Yeah.
So it's gives people a very good insight into how sometimes simplified nehewewin is, right? You know, there's no word for cabin, but it basically translates to wood house,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank Les Skinner again for coming in for Coffee and Cree, learning how to snare rabbits, how to talk about rabbits, and from the bones to the tracks, and of course, everything in the bush. Thanks again, Les, and how can people find you online?
I don't know.
What do you mean? I don't want people to find me.
No, my email is too complicated.
Okay, fair enough. We're going to put
They can find me on Facebook, yeah. Miskinak.
Miskinak, okay, yeah. On Facebook. Again, Les Skinner joining us for Coffee and Cree, and we can't wait to have you back on the show maybe in the summertime here, Les.
Oh, be awesome.
Join us again next Sunday. We'll do it all again for Coffee and Cree. Pigate wapoy egwa.
Nehewewin.
Nehewewin on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Eximaga.